right? Kyle Rittenhouse was not a militia member. He was not a, you know, part of any of these, you know, Biden resistance organizations. This had turned into almost a social event.
Yeah.
To where they were like, get your AR-15 and come on out. And we're going to do the, there's this phrase they like to use called Koreans on the roof. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
During the LA riots for Rodney King, when they had the fighting, some Korean merchants stood on the roof of their buildings with AR-15s and nobody attacked the buildings. And that has become a white supremacist icon, which is rather ironic. But the icon of the Koreans on the roof, we will stand with our rifles and defend and shoot you. But the reason I'm describing this event is these were not the groups you were expecting. This was, those groups had now become a small part of a very large militia movement that I can describe in two words: Trump voters. And that all of those disparate groups had now melded together with Trump voters and were now coming out bringing arms to counter-protest or do whatever they were going to do, defend things.